We've watched these two teams battle on semi-even terms all afternoon long. Here's Johnny Lujak this time. He flips it out on a low pass. This time to Brennan. Brennan just manages to keep that ball in his own possession. He has to reach for it. He finally gets it on the six-yard line. He's hit immediately by Barney Poole, and there's a five-yard loss on that play. So Notre Dame comes up to a fourth down, finds himself lacking 12 yards of a first down. They have the ball on their own six-yard line, and now Mr. Lujak is going to have to kick from his end zone. Notre Dame's ball. The Fighting Irish have it on their own six-yard line. Billy Gustafson and Glenn Davis are back in safety position. Remember, Tucker is not in the backfield now for Army. So Lujak is standing 5 yards behind the goal line. He's asking the crowd, please be quiet. Please to quiet down so he can hear these signals call. He knows when the ball's going to be passed to him. Referee has stepped in now. He's trying to quiet the crowd down. Everybody's cooperating. You can hear a big hush settle over this Yankee Stadium. 75,000 people heed that signal and quiet down. They realize this boy has really got responsibilities on his shoulders now. There's a pass from center. He stepped forward. He boots it. It's a nice one. It's coming up the field, waiting to take it to Glenn Davis. He takes it on the 50-yard line. He's back in Notre Dame territory. He's out of the 45. Gets away from one man, and he is knocked down on the Notre Dame 39-yard line. Glenn Davis, scat back of Army, runs it from the 50 down to the 39. And he's stopped by Georgie Sullivan, right tackle of Notre Dame. And it's Army's ball, first and 10 on the Notre Dame 39-yard line. And here comes Arnold Tucker in. And bet your bottom buck he's got instructions from Red Blake. Arnold Tucker's coming in now. There are 6 minutes and 30 seconds of playing time remaining in this football game. And here comes Arnold Tucker trotting in. Nice looking boy, that Tucker. As a matter of fact, many of these kids on both of these teams are handsome boys. Here's time to play football again. Rush Ashbow comes in for Emil Sitko at right halfback for Notre Dame. Army's ball, first and 10 on the Irish 39-yard line. Tucker calling these signals on a crossback. He gives it to Davis, and Davis gains nothing. As a matter of fact, he loses a yard. He's knocked back on the 40-yard line. George Conner is waiting for the play. Whoever was to take Conner didn't do it. George Conner, same boy we talked about a moment ago, 225-pounder. He was a sub-chaser. He was on a sub-chaser in the war. He was discharged as an ensign in the Navy. He saw service in the Pacific. Army's ball, single wing over the right this time in motion is Glenn Davis. Tucker getting this ball. He's fading back to throw a pass. His arm goes back. There goes a pass, and it's not good. Barney Poole was the man who had it in his hands and dropped it, and the whole Army's rooting section let go with a woo, just as they thought he had it. Arnold Tucker throwing, and Barney Poole going high into the heaven. He was all the way down to the Notre Dame 28-yard line, and it trickled through his fingers and went for an incomplete forward pass. But if you're an Army rooter and you feel badly about that, think how Mr. Poole feels. He's one of the best ends in the business. He's out of Gloucester, Massachusetts. Weighs 215 pounds, stands 6 feet 3 inches tall. He's one of three great brothers, three great athletes. In motion is Glenn Davis again. Arnold Tucker fading back for another pass. Got his arm back. Looks for his man. He can't get the ball away. The ball is fumbled. It's picked up by Jim Martin. I don't think that ball touched the ground. It'll be ruled a pass intercepted. It's Notre Dame's ball on the Army 48-yard line. Here's what happened. Arnold Tucker fading back to throw a forward pass. Has his arm jarred. The ball squirts away from him. Jim Martin, the left hand of Notre Dame, gets it before it hits the ground, recovers for Notre Dame, intercepts it, and it's Notre Dame's ball on the Army 49-yard line. And on the first running play, Terry Brennan bucks his way over his own right tackle and goes down to the 46-yard line. A gain of 3 yards on that play. So it'll be 2nd and 7, and now Notre Dame is down on the Army 46, 45-yard line. And there are 5 minutes of playing time remaining in this football game. Don't you go away from that loudspeaker. Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. The Irish are down on the Army 44-yard line with a second down coming up. 6.5 yards to go. Lujak calling these signals. He's played almost the whole game. He gives it to Brennan. Brennan gains a yard and a half, and that's all. Jimmy Enos, roving center for Army, who's played a whale of a game, backing up the cadets' rear line. Backing up the rear of the cadets' line, I should say. Stops him after a gain of 1 yard. It'll be 3rd down coming up, 4 yards to go. Notre Dame ball on the Army 43-yard line. And Army is dropping Mr. Davis back. They smell a pass coming up. Johnny Lujak is calling these signals, and he's played a brilliant game today. If he's got a weak ankle, he hasn't showed it so far. Harry Brennan deployed out to the right. He's out on a flat 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, 15 yards out to the right of his right end. It is Lujak back for the forward pass. He throws it out to Brennan. It is not good. Nowhere near Terry Brennan. The closest to it was Arnold Tucker. And it's going to bring up a 4th down. 4th down, 4 yards to go. Notre Dame's ball down on the Army 43-yard line. And now Notre Dame is faced with a decision. 4th down, 4 yards to go. Shall they play it safe and kick, put Army so deep in a hole that Army might never be able to come out of it, or shall they try and run? They go into a punt formation. Johnny Lujack standing back in kick formation. Apparently, our Notre Dame is going to play this save. Back goes Glenn Davis in safety. Mr. Johnny Lujack boots for the sidelines. He's driving it away from Davis. The ball goes down and out of bounds on the... Well, it went into the end zone. Looked for the moment like it might be going out of bounds on about the one-yard line, and the crowd held its breath. It hit the line and then bounded into the end zone. Did a tightrope back right down the sideline. And this huge crowd just went... They sucked in their breath as they thought for a moment that that ball was going out of bounds on the one-yard line. It didn't, though. It went into the end zone. It's Army's ball, first and 10 on their own 20. With 4 minutes of playing time remaining in the football game, and the score is Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. Billy Goppers and Rush Ashboro are changing places at right halfback with Ashboro in the game at the moment. Army's ball now. Billy West deployed out wide to the right. Arnold Tucker calling his signals. Tucker takes the throw, pass, elects to run with the ball and get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Arnold Tucker cocked his arm back as though he was going to throw it, then pulled the ball back into his chest and started to buck his way through the center of the Notre Dame line, but he didn't get very far, and there was no gain on that play. Tucker's out of Miami, Florida. He stands 5'9". He weighs 179. He was a star athlete at the University of Miami before he enrolled at West Point. He also served in the Navy, even though actually, at the moment, he is playing football for Army. He's captain-elect of the Army basketball team and co-captain, well, not co-captain of this team, that's Blanchard and Davis, but he is captain-elect of the basketball team. Second down, 10 yards to go. In motion is West. Ball is given on the crossbuck this time to Davis. Davis gets up to the 23-yard line and is hit down on the 23. He bowled his way between his left tackle and left guard before Georgie Sullivan, the right tackle of Notre Dame, could bring him down. There are 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this football game. We're getting into the final seconds. We're in the fourth and final period. Score is Notre Dame nothing, Army nothing. Army is unbeaten since December of 1943. They won every game in 1944, every one in 45. They've won every one this year. Notre Dame is unbeaten this year. Way out to the right goes Mr. Junior Glenn Davis. He's deployed out wide. A quick kick by Arnold Tucker. It goes all the way back to the Notre Dame 20-yard line. It's rolling around loose on the 20. And Notre Dame is going to let it stay right down there. It goes back to the Notre Dame 22-yard line. A quick kick by Arnold Tucker, quarterback of Army. Catches Notre Dame flat-footed. And it's Notre Dame ball first and 10 on the Irish 22-yard line. And on that exchange of punts, Army picked up 36 yards. Notre Dame out of a huddle, or rather into a huddle very quickly. There are 2 minutes and 30 seconds remaining to be played in this football game. It's Notre Dame ball first and 10 on their own 22. Army's playing its defense very deep. They're wanting to give Notre Dame a few feet or yards through the line, but they want to knock these passes down. And it is Mr. Terry Brennan. He goes over his right side as he pulls his way from approximately the 22 to the 27 for a 5-yard gain before he's stopped by Hank Fulberg, right end of Army. And Army's defense is now a 4-man line, 4 men backing up that line, and then come 2 men deeper than that. In other words, Army is satisfied to let Notre Dame come through the center of the line, but they want to knock those passes down if and when Notre Dame starts to pass, because they don't feel they'll be beaten by runs. They feel they'll be beaten by passes. And it's Lujack back for the pass. He throws it. It's completed up to Jimmy Martin. Martin is knocked out of bounds on the 35-yard line. Make it the 34-yard line. And that's enough for the first down for Notre Dame. There's a minute and 45 seconds remaining to be played. Bringing the ball in now. First down for Notre Dame, and that stops the clock. So it is first and 10 for Notre Dame. They have the ball on their own 34-yard line. Army's defense is terribly deep. As I said a moment ago, they're perfectly wanting to give the Irish 5 yards every time they go through the center of the line now. They're not worried about that. What they do want to stop is Lujack's passes. Time is called on this last play, but it's the referee's timeout while they get the line sticks measured. The crowd, and it's 75,000 strong, is literally poured down onto the playing field. They are waiting most anxiously to get out onto the game. Get out onto the playing field to congratulate the respective heroes. This is a great victory for both teams. If it stays and winds up in a stalemate, both will be unbeaten after today. Notre Dame on their own 34 with a first and 10 with a minute and 45 seconds remaining to be played in this game. Deployed way out to the right this time, Billy Goppers. And it is Johnny Lujack right down behind the center, takes the ball. Lujack gives it to Terry Brennan. Brennan pulls his way from the 34 up to about the 30. Well, let's call it the 38 for a gain of 4 yards on that play. It'll be second down coming up 6 yards to go, but time's a fleeting. There's a minute and 35 seconds remaining to be played, and the Army boys are taking all the time they're entitled to as they get up off that ball. They don't want Notre Dame to run any more plays than the Irish are entitled to. Entitled to 25 seconds between each play, but Notre Dame is running right back to the line of scrimmage. They want to get in all they can. It is now second down, 6 yards to go. Johnny Lujack gives it on the crossbuck this time to Terry Brennan. Brennan up to the line of scrimmage. He stopped on the 41-yard line. Army's defense is deep. They're giving these line plunges 2 or 3 yards head start because the defense is so deep. They're worried about passes, not about the line plays. Notre Dame is running through the line. And injured on this play is George Sullivan, right tackle of Notre Dame. George Sullivan. He's out of East Walpole, Massachusetts, weighing 210, standing 6'3". Wants to become an optometrist when he's through. He's a shot putter on the track team, a big burly lad. With timeout and 1:10 remaining to be played, here's the picture. Army and Notre Dame have battled on even terms. Closest either got was Notre Dame drove all the way down to the 3.5-yard line to be detected slipping. This is way early in the ball game. Army took the ball over, marched back up the field, but neither team has had a good scoring opportunity since then. They've both been down in each other's territory, but not deep enough to really be called a great opportunity. Now, with 1:10 remaining to be played, it is Notre Dame's ball. Third down, 3 yards to go on the Notre Dame 41-yard line. Johnny Fallon, the right tackle of Notre Dame, deployed out a little bit deep this time. He's deployed out wide. Here is Lujack back for the pass. They go the long Notre Dame pass. Intercepted by Army's Arnold Tucker. Arnold Tucker intercepts for Army. He intercepts it on the Army 40. It's Army 4, first and 10 on the 44. Army has the ball. First and 10 on the 44-yard line. And there are 50 seconds remaining to be played in this game. Lujack threw it. Tucker intercepted. And now Army wants to get in as many plays as they possibly can. Time has been called with 50 seconds remaining to be played. Jack Ray comes back into the ballgame at left guard for Army. He's the kicking specialist. And there goes Mr. Steffi out, Ray in. And that is just a powerful suggestion by Red Blake that should Army drive down anywhere near that goal line, let Mr. Ray take a whack at a field goal if time's running out. Ashbow comes in at right halfback. Billy Gompers goes out for Notre Dame. It's the last seconds of the Army-Notre Dame game from the Yankee Stadium. 75,000 people standing at attention. Nobody is going for the exits. With only 50 seconds to go, they'll take their chances on the crowd jam after the game. They want to see the finish of this football game. 50 seconds. Now Blanchard is way out to the right, and this time a quarterback sneak with Arnold Tucker, thinking that everybody would think that he was going to throw the ball. Tries to pull his way through the center of the line. He may have picked up about 3 yards before he is brought down. There's very little gain on that play, a gain of about a yard. Notre Dame seemed to be waiting for it. Notre Dame's defense is deployed way deep now. It's a five-man line, 3 men backing that up line. There goes Arnold Tucker back for the pass. He's fading back, hands it back to Glenn Davis. Davis throws the pass. Army man racing down. He catches it down on the 20-yard line. Doc Blanchard. Blanchard takes it all the way down to the Notre Dame 20-yard line. And the referee says he caught it. He was out of bounds. Referee says he caught it. He was out of bounds. Davis threw it. Blanchard caught it all the way down to the Notre Dame 20. But it is not good. Blanchard was out of bounds when he caught that ball. So it's an incomplete forward pass. There's 20 seconds remaining to be played in this game. Now Notre Dame's defense is about 30 yards behind the line of scrimmage. They know that it's going to be passes. There's only 20 seconds remaining in this football game. Arnold Tucker calling the signals. Glenn Davis is right behind him. Davis in motion this time. Now it's Arnold Tucker fading back to throw a forward pass. He cocks his arm back, looks for his man. He's going to run with it. He's back to the midfield stripe. He's down to the Notre Dame 45-yard line. There's 15, 14, 13 seconds. It is Army's ball. First and 10 down on the Notre Dame 43-yard line. And there's 10 seconds remaining to be played as the clock has stopped. And for the first time this afternoon, if you can understand the terrific pressure these boys are under, tempers begin to flare up. And a few of the boys begin flailing away at each other with their fists. But I don't believe there was any bad meaning there. All it is that these kids are on edge. It's a 15-yard penalty against Army for unnecessary roughness. Army penalized 15 yards for unnecessary roughness. Army is detected as the instigator of that battle royal, which started a moment ago on the field. And then quickly the referee separated between the combatants. And Army is socked with a 15-yard penalty, which moves the cadets back to their own 42-yard line. Barney Poole is out at left end for Army. It is now Army's ball. This will just about be time for the last play. Maybe time for one more after this. Tommy Hayes is in at left end, replacing Barney Poole. Arnold Tucker is calling these signals out of a T formation. There's only 10 seconds remaining now. Tucker is going to carry this ball himself. He gets up to the 45-yard line. He's knocked down on the 48-yard line. There's 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. There she is. She's all over. It's a nothing-nothing tie. Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing. That's the end of the ball game. The playing field surrounding both their supporters. The Army team and the Notre Dame team is literally being snowed under by a whole host of well-wishers. Fans from all over have poured down onto the playing field. The sideline markers have gone down and the goalposts have gone down. But in this stadium, the Yankee Stadium, the goalposts go down like magic because they drop down into the ground. The management of the Yankee Stadium have had enough experience to know that they'll be torn down if they don't take them down. So they have little traps in the ground that just swallow these goalposts right up. So just as fast as the game is over, somebody presses a button and boom, the goalposts are out of view on both ends of the stadium. The bands are playing. Let's see if we can't pick up one before we have to go off. Below, the Army band and the Army rooters are striking up, so let's listen to that one. Now, the crowd roaring its approval and rustling to the orderly stadium a few moments ago has now become the scene of the very utmost in confusion. On the sports newsreel last night over many of these same stations, we had Jim Crowley on, and Jim, either inadvertently or very wisely, picked the score of this football game. And if you heard him on the air at halftime this afternoon, you know that he again reiterated when he said he didn't know who would win and he thought it might wind up in a scoreless tie. As a matter of fact, I don't think he said that on the air, but he did say it last night, and he certainly was right. Everybody's been picking this game from a whitewash for the Army to a whitewash for Notre Dame to a one-sided ball game for either team. And it turns out to be one of these old Pitt Fordham clam bakes, if you know what I mean. For 3 years, they battled each other on even terms, neither team able to score. Each game, the teams came up to the game predicting that this would be the game of the century, and they were so evenly matched that nobody got a score for 3 years running. Well, here are the statistics. You don't pay off on statistics, but they're interesting to listen to. In first downs, Notre Dame made 10, the Army 7. Army tried 19 passes and completed 5. Notre Dame tried 18 passes and completed 5. And touchdowns and field goals and extra points, there just weren't any because there weren't any. There was no scoring of any kind. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the end of another football broadcast sent your way by the National Broadcasting Company. Today, NBC relayed across this country, through its affiliated stations, the most important game of the season. The Army-Notre Dame football game, as was to be expected, it was a bitterly fought contest. But as most people did not expect, it wound up in a nothing-to-nothing tie. Army and Notre Dame came into this game with unbeaten records. Both were out to do everything in their power to dethrone the other. For Army was generally regarded as the best team in the country, and Notre Dame was rated by the experts as just a shade under Army, if they were rated at all under Army. There were many who thought that Notre Dame actually was the better team of the two. On the record up to this game, Army had walloped Villanova, Oklahoma, Cornell, Michigan, Columbia, Duke, West Virginia, and Notre Dame had run over Illinois, Pitt, Purdue, Iowa, and Navy. Now, after today, Notre Dame has to play Northwestern. And as you know, Northwestern is one of the powerhouses of the Big Ten. As a matter of fact, they were unbeaten until they got taken over by the Buckeyes last week. So that should be a great game next week, Notre Dame versus Northwestern. Next week, Army goes up against Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania up to last week was unbeaten. They were beaten in a surprising upset by Princeton University. So that Penn-Army game should be a good one, too. So both of these two teams, which tied each other today, face major opponents next week, which could conceivably beat them in an upset, but both will go into those games as top-heavy favorites, thanks to the fact that they stood each other off this afternoon. Now for a recap on this game, I think we could sum it all up in a few words. We won't, but we could by saying that seldom have we seen two teams who tackled harder, blocked more furiously, passed with more determination, ran the ball, used their head on any and all occasions, didn't play any dumb football at any stage of the game, played smart alert football, took chances when the odds seemed to be in their favor, when it was the right thing to do, and yet wound up all even Steven. As a matter of fact, it was a very close game from the very moment it began until the gun went off, which ended it. Neither team had a decided edge. Actually, Notre Dame had a little edge in the statistics, but it was Army that threatened the more frequently of the two teams. So you can just about throw one out against the other and say that it was an even Steven ball game. In the first period, Notre Dame had one chance to score, and Army had two. In the second period, Notre Dame had another chance to score, and Army had one more. So Army had one more chance to score than did Notre Dame in the first half. And we're calling any chance to score which finds the rival team breaking down inside their opponent's 25-yard line. In the second half, it was even Steven, with both teams having a semi-chance to score of three times apiece. So you can see there wasn't much to choose from. For individual stars, Blanchard, Davis, and Tucker certainly shone brightly for Army. And Mr. Lujak played one whale of a ball game for the Fighting Irish from Notre Dame. And that's just about the story. Next Saturday afternoon and each Saturday afternoon, up to and including the end of the football season, the National Broadcasting Company will be sending your way the most important games of the day. I hope you'll be at your loudspeaker listening. Make a mental note right now of the station to which you're tuned. That's your nearest NBC station, and that's the station over which you'll hear the nation's great football games as they take place on Saturday afternoon. Before I sign off from the Yankee Stadium, may I very briefly thank those who played such a prominent part in making this broadcast possible. My two spotters, for Army, I had Major Bob Brigham. For Notre Dame, I had Dave Warner. Both of these boys have worked with me before. Both did a splendid job, and I'd like to thank each one of them. Our engineer today was Red Childers, who handled a man-sized job very creditably. Producer was Mr. Joseph Mansfield, who also kept statistics, and that's two jobs in one. Last but by no means least, may I thank NBC for the use of its extensive facilities in order that you might hear this game this afternoon. One more final thing I might point out before we sign off. Both teams were looking over the top of this stadium this afternoon toward the potential Rose Bowl bid. You know, the Big Ten has voted to go out to the Western Conference and play the champion of the Western Conference on New Year's Day in Pasadena. Well, now, Notre Dame generally goes along on whatever the Big Ten does. Now, that's not saying that Notre Dame would or would not accept a bid, but they wanted to remain in the running today if they could, just in case one came their way. Well, they still are in the running. As for Army, it's an old story how much the cadets wanted to go to the Rose Bowl last year. At the last minute, they were not allowed to go, even though they'd had an unbeaten season. They were promised, or semi-promised, that if they had another unbeaten season, they'd certainly be considered this year. Well, they're still in the consideration, because the final score today was Army nothing, Notre Dame nothing, and that's all there is. This is Bill Stern speaking from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. We take you now to Chicago.